joined in studio on The Green by the new dean of Widener University, Delaware Law School, Rod Small. Thank you so much for joining us on The Green.
My pleasure. Happy to be here.
Well, first, you've worn many hats: litigator, author, professor, law school dean, university president. Why this particular hat, dean of Delaware Law at this particular time?
Yeah, you know, I guess there's two things to say. One is I've loved being a law school dean. I like being a lawyer, even though I enjoyed being a university president where I had a football team and a symphony. I like law students, law faculty members, and all the things you get to do as a law school dean. And it was very attractive to me that the Widener Delaware Law School was splitting off from the school in Harrisburg and would be the only law school here in Delaware. It's a small legal community, but a very influential legal community. And we're the only law school in the state. And since I've enjoyed very much being part of the civic and legal community where I've lived and looking for ways that a law school can be involved in the community around it, the justice system and serving people more generally, it seemed ideal. And it's a really nice part of the country that I like, and my family liked it. So all those things sort of combined to make it a good fit.
You mentioned liking the atmosphere of the law school. You are going to teach a class in constitutional law at Delaware Law. For you, how important is it to maintain that connection to the students in that way?
It's gigantically important. I actually taught, even when I was a university president, I taught a freshman seminar every year. As a law school dean, the two times before when I was a law school dean, I always taught every semester, and I'm looking forward to doing it here. First of all, it's symbolically important because you're saying to the students and to the faculty members, I'm a teacher too, and I'm really a teacher first. And secondly, there's no substitute for the way you get to know students for the classroom. I mean, the classroom is really the way you see them, you know, day in and day out, and interact and do the things that help them grow as young lawyers. And selfishly, I just love teaching constitutional law. I mean, it's fascinating issues. Every day, that's stuff that's in the news, and I've spent my whole life in that world, and I would miss it if I didn't get to, have an outlet for that.
Are you a top professor?
I'm a medium, you know, medium.
Well, you mentioned at the top the move to become a separate law school, you know, really offers Delaware Law a unique opportunity to kind of reimagine the school while still maintaining its strong foundation that it's built over a couple of decades. What do you hope this change will mean for the school going forward?
You know, I hope it's a real driver for us in terms of admissions, because we'll have our own separate identity and be able to evolve in terms of that identity. And the stronger you have your own sense of mission and purpose, the more I think people are attracted to you. It really frees us up to take the service side of being a law school, that part of the school that is focused on how you can positively contribute to society. It frees us up to do that in our hometown, if you will, where we are. And I think that's enormously important. And, you know, Delaware as a state is unique in the world in terms of its influence on the law, because of the influence of Delaware corporation law, and also because of the history in this state of trying to practice law with a, you know, fair measure of civility. Those are two things that are really important and getting increasingly rare. And so thinking of building the school largely around those sorts of identity points, that nowhere in the world can you understand the importance of business law quite like you can here. So that is really useful to the school. And the notion that it's really critical to graduate people who have imbued in them a sense of practicing with some moral integrity, strong sense of ethics, and a sense of professionalism and civility is important. So I see those as really positive values that the school have more freedom to emphasize now that it's on its own.
And a lot of that, I guess, goes to the mission that you talked a little bit about earlier. What, in your mind, if you had to boil down the mission of Delaware Law as it goes forward, what is it to you?
You know, in some ways, it's not that different from a lot of law schools. Mm-hmm. I mean, our first mission is to take people that want to enter the legal profession and give them the grounding that they need intellectually, but more importantly, their development as professionals, their ability to counsel people, solve problems, be good advocates in an ethical way and an honorable way. So that's our first mission. Second is contributing to the world of ideas. We have professors that are researching, writing about, helping with legislation, dealing with reform issues on the whole vast expanse of legal issues that concern our society. And so that's an important part of the mission. And then finally, something you've heard me talk about a lot, serving the community in one way or another, serving underserved populations, contributing, you know, to committees and task forces and all the sorts of things that professors and students can do to help the society around them.
We've talked a lot about these kind of philosophical, mission-oriented things so far. For the average student, on a day-to-day basis, what does this change mean to them?
It may not be that visible to them. The professors will still be the same professors.
Right.
We're not changing the subject matter of the curriculum. There is, I think, an excitement in the building. There's a buzz. There's a pride. So there's maybe that intangible kind of spirit of corps quality that's that's important. But I think that day in and day out, they'll be reading the same cases they would have read. They'll be writing the same assignments they would have done. They'll be taking the same tests, and they'll be looking for the same jobs. And so it may not matter. Now, I'll add one thing where it could help.
Sure.
You know, one of our hopes is that this change also will really help us strengthen our connections to our alumni and strengthen our ability to help our students get jobs. And that's always important to them. And so that'll be a work in progress. But I hope that part of the strength of this new identity will help there. And that will matter a lot to our average students.
And that is a challenge in the law school area these days, is getting students jobs.
It is. Actually, the Delaware Law School has done remarkably well. And despite the economic downturn and despite the softness in legal jobs generally in the United States, the school has held its own and done quite well. The change in the legal market has not been the same throughout the market. It's actually been a change that hit the more upscale, high-end, big corporate law part of society more than it affected the kind of middle class, providing legal services to families, small businesses. That side hasn't really diminished much and probably won't. And that's where a lot of our law students historically have gone. So we're doing fine there, but it's really important. It's a sort of promise we're making to the students. They're coming because they want careers, and it's really important for us to both prepare them for those and to do everything we can to help them find not only jobs that pay well for them, but that are meaningful for them and where they're fulfilled and they like the thing that they're doing.
You alluded to some of the strengths of the school. I mean, you have some terrific high-profile programs. Obviously, the business and corporate law, also environmental law, family health law. How do you make the most of these programs going forward and building the Delaware Law, both the brand and, I guess, and actually, you know, as you mentioned, kind of the service to both the students and the community?
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. That's one of the things I'm trying to figure out right now. I've been on the job for 2 or 3 weeks, and so I'm on a tour of the school and learning about all of our specialty programs, learning the ones that have upside potential that could do more if we invested in them, and then looking for the resources to do that. So everything you've mentioned is enormously important. We're very proud of all those programs. And one of the things I'm right now in the process of doing are meeting the leaders of those and understanding, what their aspirations are to make them stronger, and then trying to figure out a way to get that job done.
At first blush, do you see a lot of potential to
expand
or build them?
Huge. There's no question with regard to those programs. And also, the Delaware Law School does a lot of educational programs outside of simply educating lawyers. We have a very strong paralegal program. We have a program for legal nurses. We have programs for various kinds of graduate students, including international students. We have programs for those who want to get a career as translators in the judicial system for people that don't speak English. And those have huge upside potential for people that you know, they don't see themselves as lawyers. They don't see themselves going to law school for 3 years, but they do see themselves either getting their undergraduate degree in, with a specialty like one of these, mm-hmm. or adding another year or two and finding, you know, markets that have a lot of potential. And we think there's other areas like that, akin to that, that wouldn't be a traditional legal degree, but would be connected to the legal system in some way, where there's real markets and needs in society that we could deliver well. And so that's something that I'm really excited about and see a lot of upside potential to.
As you've done this tour in your first couple of weeks, is there anything at first blush that has struck you immediately as something that you didn't necessarily know that, from the process of,
sure.
of applying for the job and learning about the school through that process?
You know, what I just described is really one of them.
Okay.
And I was astonished both at how many students we've educated in those various areas, our paralegal program and related things like that, and I was astonished at my sense of the upside potential of that if we wanted to enter that more. I guess the other thing I'll tell you is I've really been struck by how much the alumni love the school and how many of them there are in this state. Of course, they're all over, and a lot of them are in Pennsylvania and New Jersey as well, but there's a real loyalty there that's palpable. And then within the Delaware legal community, where there are a lot of lawyers and a lot of judges because of its importance to the state, I'm really pleased with how much they love the law school, even if it wasn't where they went to law school. But they see it as important to have a strong law school in the state, and they've been enormously hospitable to me and welcoming me here, and I'm happy to be part of that community too.
I'm sure this is probably a little bit too early to answer, but I'll ask it anyway. Is there a sense in your mind that there's room for physical expansion of the campus?
Yeah, I doubt it. We have an expansive and beautiful campus right now, so we're not crunched for space. Mm-hmm. But here's a different story. I definitely think there's a possibility of having programs in satellite locations, clinical programs that provide service to folks. So having a presence outside of our current campus is definitely something we'll explore, and it's too early in the game to know for sure exactly what shape that would take, but I can easily see that in a number of different parts of the state, including this part of the state.
I was going to say, man, I guess that goes to being Delaware's law school, that's the idea of being throughout the state and finding ways to move into maybe Kent and Sussex County would be a priority to kind of expand that footprint from where it is right now.
Yeah, it's really something important for me to want to explore and get a sense of what that would mean and how we would staff it and what the program would be that would be useful and helpful. But I'd love to see us do that kind of thing.
Do you see some of those other programs you talked about, the paralegal and those type of things, being perhaps entrees to that possibility?
Could be that you'd have satellite programs like that, and then it could also be things like legal clinics or extensions of our current clinics.
Sure.
But we're part of a bureaucracy. We're part of an accreditation bureaucracy. Our principal accreditor is the American Bar Association. And we have to pass their rules, not just with regard to our programs for training lawyers, but for all these other programs as well. And so they actually have rules about if you have a satellite, so many miles away from your main campus, what you've got to go through in order to satisfy them as quality control. I'm sure we'd be able to do all of that. So all of this has got to be sorted out and figured out, but it's definitely, the kind of thing I'm excited about exploring.
We've talked about this larger footprint, and you talked about the connection to the community, the law community in Delaware. But I recall, a couple weeks ago during kind of the separation day announcement, you talked about the importance of also realizing the regional importance of the school, that it is Delaware's law school, but it also has a place within the
right.
region. How difficult of a balancing act is that to make sure that you have that sense of Delaware, but also understanding that for your students, there's a broader world for them to be connected to?
Well, first of all, it is a balancing act, and numbers are important. And so something like 2/3 of our students every year come from Pennsylvania. A lot of our students come from the greater Philadelphia metropolitan area. And so in terms of recruiting students and getting students jobs, that's actually where the center of gravity is, and New Jersey is second. Delaware is behind them just because of the smallness of the state population-wise. I think that in one sense, like every law school in the country, we draw students from everywhere. Right. We heavily draw from this region. most of the law that students learn in any law school in the country is a sort of national body of law. So you could go to a California law school and 90% of what students would be learning in that law school would be exactly the same as what they're learning here. So in terms of just where we draw students from and how we educate them, this change has no impact, and we'll be recruiting in those other areas just as much as we ever did, and the teaching is transferable just as much as everywhere. So I think it's more that service side and that community connection side and that identity side where the shift will be. And it doesn't mean we won't send students to do clinical work or to, in the Philadelphia area or in New Jersey if there are opportunities there. Doesn't mean I won't be there all the time visiting those lawyers and being part of that. But I think it does mean that, you know, as Tip O'Neill said, all politics is local. We can have the biggest impact right here. And so in that sense, that will be important. And one other quick thing to say.
Sure.
I think we're at almost any law school that you might go to, you'd find a similar balance. So I went to Duke Law School, and there were classmates from every state in the country that were at that law school, and from countries all over the world. But in a certain way, the things that Duke was able to do to contribute to society in a palpable way, serving underserved populations, poverty law sorts of things, things that had where students had a hands-on ability to learn how to donate their time and help folks with regard to legal matters. Well, those were all in Durham, North Carolina, or the surrounding North Carolina area. They almost had to be.
Right.
And of course, there were some broader programs that did things elsewhere, but that was where it was. So the balance I've described isn't that unusual. It makes sense. But I do think that there's that special identity side that'll be connected to Delaware that's important and I'm going to embrace. Do I sound like a politician taking both sides of the immigration issue or what?
Well, sometimes you got to do that, right?
Yeah, right.
Right. We'll finish on a personal note. Anything about Delaware you've discovered in these first few weeks that has stood out to you or particularly attracted your attention?
I've been around this part of the country a fair amount, but I never really understood the beauty of the state. There are some gorgeous areas up where we live. We bought a house in an area up there that's just beautiful countryside. We spent the weekend at Rehoboth, and enjoyed the beaches. I didn't know until I was here all the cultural assets, all the, the gardens, the art, the museums, the music scene, all of that. It's a really high quality of life. I mean, I found it so far. I just love that. And that's that's what we were hoping for, but it's really been delightful having come and moved here, and kids are loving it as much as I do. So,
Rod Small, the new dean for the Widener University Delaware Law School. Thanks for joining us on The Green this week.
My pleasure. Take care.